Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's chat some cycling now. We head back to Tasmania to catch up with Hayden Armstrong. Hayden, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Your bike is your strongest of the three disciplines. You're a monster on the bike, mate.
Oh, thank you. No, really enjoy it. I think the my favourite aspect of triathlon is definitely being out on the bike, and it's where I can make up a lot of time. But if you get it wrong, it's where you'll lose a lot of time as well.
And by the sounds of it, you like dishing out some pain on the bike as well. That's you like putting some people in the hurt box.
Absolutely, especially in 70.3 racing. It's all about going on the rivet and pushing your big gear and seeing if they'll go with you. I'm massive fan of Sebastian Kinlay, and also he's saying if it's hurting me, it's killing them. That sticks in my mind a lot. So I love the bike.
What's the key to a really strong Ironman or half Ironman bike?
I think that the key is being consistent on the bike and hitting the right numbers on the bike, but it's also making sure that you drink enough and that you eat enough on the bike, and preparation coming into that into your race, and looking at the course that you're going to be racing, and making sure that you if it's a strength course, if it's a hill course, that you're practicing your technical side of things on climbing, and you're practicing your descending, and also you're hitting it hard on the flats. But for me, it's making sure that I can hit it as hard as I can, but also making sure that I haven't actually busted myself and I'm out of energy before I hit the run.
From a percentage perspective, how much would you say you do outdoors as opposed to on an indoor, the rollers or an indoor trainer?
Oh, look, I think it'd be 70% would be on the road. I love being on the road and I love being outside. I like the conditions of roads. We're really lucky in Tassie that there's not a lot of traffic, and that we can have some great miles with some big hills, good climbing, and that's where, you know, I think I really get my strength from. But don't ever underestimate the power of the wind trainer. I'm a big fan of it, but I'm a really simple person on the wind trainer. There's no music. There's just me and the wind trainer and looking at my cadence. And seeing what I can do over the course of 2 hours.
Why is that?
Mental toughness.
Pure and simple, yeah, nothing else.
Pure and simple. If you can sit on a wind trainer for 2 hours and spin away on a set with not having any music or anything, you're thinking about, you know, how you're feeling, and you can, you know, collect your thoughts. But I think, you know, for me, sitting on a wind trainer is just mental toughness.
Knowing that you can get off at any time.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
I love that, and it's often I chat to age groupers, and some are in the same camp as yours, but others they want to switch off, and I mean they'll sit and watch Netflix or whatever it is to keep themselves occupied. But you're on the other end of the extreme.
Yeah, look, I don't confess that there's the right answer, but for me, if I want to just make sure that I'm mentally prepared and mentally tough, just go and sit in the garage on your wind trainer or your rollers, and you know, your thoughts will unfold as you go along, and yeah, it does drag out sometimes.
Tell me what your favorite workout is. When it pops up on your training program from your coach, or you go, yes, I get to do that again.
Look, probably for me, it's the long ride with some efforts, some hill repeats or hill efforts in it, or an Ironman preparation build where, you know, you're out there for 6 or 7 hours, and then you might have two reps at 60 minutes at Ironman or 70.3 pace. And I just love being out there doing the long miles, and some of the roads and stuff that we have to ride down here are pretty amazing. So if you can get out on a good sunny day and go and have that training set to go and do, the feeling when you get back is, I'm in the hurt locker, but things are really good. Love the long stuff.
From a gear and gadget perspective, what bike are you on? What wheels are you using? Tools, power meter, that sort of thing. What are you using?
I'm pretty fortunate to have some great support from a bike store at Cycle 2 in Launceston. So I've been a Trek man all my life. Last name's Armstrong, but I'm drug free. But I'm on the Trek Speed concept. I run a Bontrager 900 or 7 or 9 on the front. Go the tubeless, and I run a Zip Sub 9 on the back. And then, you know, DI2, Shimano, no power meter for me. It's all by feel.
Really? Not at all? Interesting decision, or interesting choice. I mean, I'm not knocking it. I just know how highly some people speak of it.
Told me to go to a power meter, and you know, one day I might go to a power meter. But I think that I'm a big believer in knowing how you're feeling. Some pros ride to a power meter. I think there's specific reasons for why they do that. But from an age group level, some people are riding power meters, and they say, "Oh, that's my maximum threshold." How do you know? You know, if you don't get out there and give it your best shot, and then you get off the bike and you think, oh, gee, I could have ridden a bit more power than what I have. So I'm no heart rate monitor, purely cadence, and looking at hitting that number that I want, and eating and drinking best that I can.
Talk to me about the cadence numbers. What are you chasing? What's the sort of goal? How do you work on that?
Oh, look, sitting on the flats around 85 or 90, so turning it over. I'm not a grinder. I'll try and spin it as best I can. Certainly on the climbs, you want to be having that tempo cadence climb. The more obviously you're turning your legs over, I just don't want to fatigue the muscles too much when it comes to the run. I think, you know, there's lots of different styles out there, but we've honed in my style, and certainly for 70.3 racing, the cadence is up and the power's on. But sometimes if I've got to push a big gear to get away, I'll push a big gear to get away, and my strength's probably around the hills where I can put a bit of hurt into a few people.
Brilliant. Hayden, as always, great catch up. Let's chat about your run next time out. Thanks for your time today, mate.
All right, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.